Hello, gorgeous. It is Lala Kent. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. We are coming off of an epic high because I have officially done my first show of Give Them Lala Live, the brand new tour.
Woo!
By the time we're having to pre-record this episode because we will be on the road, but by the time this comes out, I will have done another show in Fort Lauderdale, and hopefully it goes as well as the one I just did in Irvine.
I think it will. How do you feel about Irvine?
I feel great about Irvine. Mm-hmm. I was super nervous. We did the rehearsal and I walked out on stage and I'm like, they're like, you don't want to rehearse? And I'm like, that's the thing is I'm going to obviously, like, we have a structure to the show, which, by the way, is very like loosey-goosey right now because it's my very first show. I've never done this in my entire life. So this is the first show and I want to give it my all, but it's also going to be a learning experience. So thank you for everyone who came out to Irvine because you fucking slayed my whole life. But it was hard during rehearsal because I'm like, I'm literally talking to a bunch of empty chairs.
Yeah.
And once I'm on stage and there's people, it's going to be completely different and I'm going to feed off of them. But I always request when I do any talk show, even the live tour, I'm like, we have to have tissues on stage because I tend to, I can be very Lala, but then there's a part of me that always sinks back into like Lauren from Utah who can't believe that she's doing the things that she's been able to do. And that like just like strikes something in me to where I get hypersensitive and emotional. And it happened to me at the Irvine Improv.
It did. There were tears. And then people just like, your people are so great. Just like cheering, like supporting you, loving you. I saw the tears and then immediately people were like, we're here for you. It was just so sweet.
There was a lot of support in that room and it was sold out. Ocean made a little appearance and then apparently she like wanted to come back on stage the entire night.
She did, you guys. So she made an appearance with Lala. And then I was kind of bopping between like Lisa, Gigi had Ocean sort of backstage and she would bop between backstage and in front of the stage. And then same with me. And Ocean would like, after she went on stage with her mama, she would like whine and point to the stairs that led up to the stage and then do like the waving signal with her hand because that's what she did to the audience, like waved.
Yeah.
And she found it so exciting. And the rest of the night she was like trying to get back on stage.
She was a total hit.
Yeah.
And I had our like tech guy play Bounce It. I know it's super inappropriate, you guys. When we're home, I've always played the edited version. But last night, I just had them play the part. The part where it Bounce It and then ones, fives, tens, twenties.
Yeah.
You know?
And she did a little, she did a little dance.
I knew the second she would come on stage and see everyone's face, she may get a little like, not
overwhelmed,
scared, but a little
just like, whoa,
who are all of you? And I tried to put her down and she clinged to me and it was adorable. And she was just the cutest. And I'm like, I told Ocean, if you perform tonight, then everyone is going to know that it was a hit. Like I could literally go out and bomb it. But because you did a great job, it's going to be a hit.
And she killed it.
She did.
And before the show actually even started, Gigi and I, Lala was like getting ready and Gigi and I walked her up to the curtain and she got to peek. And so like a couple of the people in the front row saw her and waved and she waved back.
She did. Oh, she did?
Yes. And loved it. And they were like, oh, she was like trying to get out on stage.
Right.
She loved it.
No, it was phenomenal. I had Brittany and Kristen and Katie. And I loved the way that I introduced them because it wasn't like just one, they all came out at once or I introduced them all at once. It was like a buildup.
Yeah.
And I didn't want anyone to know who was coming. I still don't really want anyone to know what cities and what guests I have. I just want it to be a surprise. Mostly, I want it to be a surprise, but God forbid someone flakes.
Yes.
And
you don't
want
to promise.
By the way, that person couldn't make it. It's something much cooler and better to do.
No, I think the future, I think the future guests will be fun. You were great with keeping it secret last night. Like, Lala snuck them in a back entrance. She wanted no one to see them. And I think everyone was surprised. No one knew they were there.
Do you think that I will feel as emotional in every city, or do you think that that will fade?
No, I don't think your emotions will fade at all. I think you're going to be probably, even if you don't cry, it's just... because it's different people, different venue, a different and new experience in every city. So right. I think maybe you cry at the beginning of one. Maybe you cry during like the middle. Who knows? And even if you don't cry, it's just going to be like, you're going to be emotional. And that's great.
I bet I'll be more emotional because the more I feel comfortable, like last night I was still, you know, I took a beat because I was nervous. The second I stepped on stage, I was like, there's no turning back. Like we're in it. And I like kind of sunk into that feeling of it being okay to take a beat and take a breather.
Yeah.
Because it was overwhelming. I mean, I looked out there and even though I had seen the venue before, it was like all of these people who came to support me and who have supported me through highs and lows. It's very surreal.
Yeah. And let me tell you, the energy in Irvine Improv last night from all of your people was... some of the most positive energy I've felt in a long time in a room with that many people.
Yeah.
Did you feel it?
I felt it.
Yeah. It was just like love and happiness, and there was no like awkwardness, or you know how some people, they even when they get drinks in them, they can be like obnoxious or rude, and it was all just bright and uplifting.
It really was.
It was exactly what you hoped as far as like, we saw you girls out there having your girls' nights. We saw the men here and there that like...
We're forced to be there.
We saw like so many moms, single moms that were like, I'm here. I'm a single mom. I'm supporting Lala. Like, and also you guys, thank you for like... I was actually shocked. I was running. I would like run out front to get a few people, a few of Lala's friends that showed up. And I'm not going to... I don't think people are going to be like... Jazz, I just and a lot of you did, and a lot of you came up to me and said really sweet, positive things.
That's great, right?
Yes, and I was like, you didn't have to say that, and like, tell Lala we said hi, but also we love you so much. And you guys know, I get some hate here and there on the podcast, and that's fine. But to have the ones come up and just be like, it was really positive. And thank you.
Well, those are normal people. You know that, right?
Yes.
like normal people don't write negative comments on people's Instagrams.
Right. And it's like the negativity sometimes really loud. And then you just like see these people in person and they're just like, I'm like, oh, you guys are the real ones.
Correct.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who fuck with you hard because they don't owe me anything. They don't have to listen to this podcast. They don't have to buy tickets to come see my show. No one's forcing them to do anything. They're doing it because there's something that they relate to in me and I relate to in them. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a reality TV personality.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not on a scripted show. Like, I'm living my real authentic life. So they're coming out to support because of what they see in you is something that either inspires them or they know that they can relate to. Like, that sends chills all up my body.
Yes. And then to see the people, because I'm just going to say, Lala's merch is on point.
We sold out.
Sold out. Not only sold out, I mean, it went fast, you guys. So if you are going to any of the future shows, I would just get your merch first because... a lot of girls went back. I saw them like end of show and they were like, where's the merch? But to see them all just like, not only did they buy it and then they wore it.
Yes.
Which I thought was so cute. So it was like a sea of pink hoodies and like white shirts that said, my PI knows all about you.
I know. I loved that. And so many people DM'd me like, where's the link to this shirt?
No.
I have the white shirt. That's what I wore last night. That says, my PI knows all about you.
Yeah.
And you can only get them if you come to the show. Like, that's not going to be a part of shoplalakent.com.
Yeah. And then she has tour shirts, too. You have tour shirts,
too. The tour shirts were lit. They were so cute. I want to wear... I just want to be in my... Here's the thing, Jess. You know me.
Yeah.
I do not get ready every day. It's a rare occasion that I do. And when I do, I don't love it. Mm-hmm. I prefer to be in like a t-shirt and leggings or sweatpants. Like that's just my vibe. So the tour merch is like everything I want to live in.
Yeah.
And it's perfect because it is for the show. So I'm like, gotta wear it, guys. Have to wear the sweatshirt. It's
oh, brand no. new tour. Shucks. I can't wear something tight and revealing. I have to wear this giant shirt. And you love it too because they're soft. Like it's comfy clothes. Obviously, it's Lala's merch. Of course, it has to be comfy. So, I mean, you're just like.
And sneakers. My mom was like pulling things out of. You know, I didn't have anything to wear last night. My mom's like, you don't know what you're wearing. It was like we had to head out of the house in like 30 minutes. And I was like, no, I have no idea.
But also, you said sneakers. If you show up to the show, you guys.
Yes.
These, tell them about your sneakers because these are my favorite.
Yeah. I'm doing a sneaker collab. And at the show, there will be QR codes. I have a pair of white Chuck Taylors that have my face logo on the side. And then another pair of low top Vans that have the ocean wave tattoo all over them that I have on my hand. So I wanted to make a pair that was like very Lala and then very ocean. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
They're iconic.
Yes, you can wear them. And also there's a QR code for anyone who's going to the show. They get 25% off of all things Give Them Lala Beauty.
And there's a secret code, but you're not going to see it or have access to it unless you're at the tour.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But also we've blended skin and beauty. So the 25% off is also you can get skin on there.
Yeah. Skin and beauty. How do you think the girls felt about the show? Were any of them nervous to come out? Because Lala did a Q&A. We're not going to give away too much, but full Q&A are happening at our tour.
The Q&A was hitting. Like we could have done a full show just on the Q&A.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
People were going insane over it.
Yes. Do you think they overshared?
Like, cool. She's just like, cool, right? Yeah. Like people ask her stuff and she's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's Katie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like she could be a superstar A-list actress because a publicist would die for her because she's just like,
cool. Katie was asked a personal question and just like answered it exactly how she felt and it was and kept it cool.
Yeah.
It was very
about her personal life. Yeah. I was shocked that she answered it.
I was shocked, but then I was also like, well, of course. It's just like it feels like a safe space in there. There's going to be a lot of oversharing, and that's okay.
Well, I started talking about anal. And I looked out, and I was like, you can tell I'm feeling really comfortable now. And I was like, you guys are my friends. And one girl goes, invite us to your house then.
Yeah. Invite us over then.
Oh, I was like, well, you'll have to come one by one because it's a little bit of a smaller space now. But I've never been happier. And then Brittany is everything that comes out of her mouth is just dripping in hilarious shit.
Know.
You know, the accent mixed with what she says, it's just all a moment. Mm-hmm. She was a little nervous. Dodie slaughtered the whole game.
She's great. I mean, they're all great.
They're all amazing.
Yeah.
But I was just shocked by how like Kristen could do her own show.
She commands the stage.
Because she's so unfiltered and not sensitive.
Yeah.
By the way, she is kind of sensitive. On Watch What Happens Live, Andy asked me, this was a while ago, this was during book press, but asked me, who would you trust the least with Ocean? And I said, probably Kristen Doty. And I thought she could laugh about it because we always make – like, she's broken the same toe, like, 17 times.
Oh, no.
She's constantly falling. She's the inflatable car wash man.
That's what you called her last night.
Yes. Okay. And that's how we know her. So I thought that she would obviously laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I were – that question, Watch What Happens Live is so light and funny that when he asked that question, if it were Oprah asking me that question, I would say I would trust any of these people to watch my baby. I trust all of them and I know that they'd love her.
Yeah.
But it was just like kind of a joke and she really took it to heart.
Oh no.
And I, like, it hurt my heart.
What she said, did she just like contact you after it aired?
She contacted me after Cruz's birthday and she was like, I know it's so stupid. And I was like, it's not stupid. I look at you like you're so tough and unaffected. Mm-hmm. And I meant that to be lighthearted, but it didn't hit that way. It came off as being mean.
Yeah.
And that was not my intention.
And she understood, I'm sure.
I was like, what can I do to fix this, to like make it better? And she was like, honestly, just you acknowledging my feelings.
She's so sweet.
She's so sweet. She's such a lover. And whenever she sees Ocean, she's like doting on her.
Oh, Doty.
Doty. A doting Doty. We love that. Oh, my God. She's really sweet. And she was so... Oh, and shout out to the audience members, Jessica, of course. And Sam.
Never met a Jessica I didn't like. I said that last night. So we had audience participation, obviously. Jessica and Sam killed it last night. They were so cute. Sam had on the That Was So Trashy hat.
Yep.
I was like, you are a real one.
She is. And that's also... We'll be at the merch booth.
I know. It's all just so good. In other news, oh, by the way, if you haven't gotten tickets to the Give Them Lala live brand new tour, there are a few tickets left in some of the cities, but you can go to givethemlive.com to purchase tickets. Last night, which it hasn't happened yet, but it will have happened by the time this airs, we're doing Fort Lauderdale. Ariana was my guest. You're fucking welcome. So fun. Clearwater, Florida is happening tomorrow. Then I'm going to Orlando, then Atlanta, Nashville, New Orleans, Houston, Austin, and Dallas, Texas is where we will wrap it up. The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/lala. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. So this is breaking news.
Oh my God.
This is breaking news. Uneventful, but it is breaking news. I have finished not one, not two, but three full episodes of The Kardashians.
Woo! Round of applause. She came to our side. Kardashian fans.
Here's the thing. I've always been a fan because I respect anybody who has a sex tape, which happened a very long time ago. Mm-hmm. And they elevate not only her, but the whole damn family
yeah.
to what they've done. And so many of these little fucking haters are like, they came for money. And it's like, I know so many little fuck ups in LA who are like the sons and daughters of very wealthy, famous people. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a brand that's worth $1 billion. They're not pulling all-nighters to do press and work. Like, yeah. just saying.
And we, 100%. And we understand, and it seems as they understand as well, that it is, they are privileged and they come from privilege. But you still, it's not like they don't have to work their ass off to get where they are.
See, that bothered me when so many people, and definitely, mm-hmm. they're privileged. Mm-hmm. I'm privileged.
Yes, yes.
It is, it, like, I'm not blind to that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But when Kim Kardashian did that interview and she said so many people don't want to work these days, get off your ass and work. Mm-hmm. I took that a little bit differently. She wasn't saying get off your ass and you should be you're not a billionaire because you don't work.
Right.
That wasn't where she was hitting. Right. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you're a billionaire and you're telling me to get off my ass and work, I'm listening to you because becoming a billionaire is not easy.
Yeah.
I don't care. Where you like it's just it's not. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people who have come from nothing and built incredible things. They're still not billionaires.
Right, right.
You know, that's just an insane amount of money. To be honest, I don't think anybody needs to be a billionaire. I think really? There's you just think? So many homeless people and all. I'm like, I don't understand. I just don't think people need to be worth that much money.
Or if you are going to be worth that much money, let's find solutions and a cause that needs some serious attention.
Something needs to happen where these extremely wealthy people are, because I look at it and they're like, oh yeah, this person only pays this in taxes. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm at 48%.
Classic.
And by the way, I will go to my person who handles my funds and I'm like, can we write off outfits? Because if I'm mm-hmm. wearing it for Vanderpump, which is work, there more times than not, I'm not going to wear it again. I'm purchasing it because I'm working. Mm-hmm. And my dude is like, no. Wow. No.
Really?
Like, yes. No. But back to what she was saying about the getting. Work. I think people in the younger generation are very lazy.
A lot of people are.
They want everything to be handed to them. Right?
Yes.
And I get it. But I want everything to be handed to me, too.
I know.
And I really do.
What she, I think, specified, it may have been Gayle King interview. She did an interview and she specified that she was asked a question beforehand that I don't know if it made it to air, but it changed her tone because basically the question had the tone of what do you think about being famous for just being famous? And it changed her tone.
I could totally see that.
Yeah, because she was like, but that's not, at this point in my life, that's not it. I'm not famous for just being famous. Look at what I've built.
Correct.
So then her tone changed. So then the next question after that is what made her say, like, get off your ass and work. And she did clarify, of course, there are women and single mothers and young people that wake up every day and work from 4 a.m. to 11 p.m.
But by the way, she's not talking about those people.
No. And she made that clear.
She's not talking.
Later on, she
made that clear. If you have a job and you're going to work, mm-hmm. she's not talking about you.
Right. Yeah.
She's not, even if you're working, whether you're working at a department store, you're the CEO of Amazon, whether you're working at 7-Eleven, you're creating content mm-hmm. for TikTok. She's not talking to you.
Yeah.
That's what I gathered from it. And by the way, when I heard her say that, I was like, mm-hmm. Lala, you are motherfucking lazy. I'm going to get your ass up and work.
You heard Kim. Get your ass up and work.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what I gathered from it. I am completely obsessed.
So you like the new one?
I probably would have liked other seasons. I just didn't give it enough of a chance. I would just like tuned in for 5 minutes and then I was like, Housewives, because right from the jump, they're freaking cutting each other with their words.
Right. It's a different format. Do you notice that or did you not know the previous keeping up?
I don't know the previous one enough to even judge it off of anything.
But you like it.
I loved it. And my mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts of it was, and I hope that, two things. When I saw Kim do the little like run through with Amy Schumer, mm-hmm. you could tell it like humanized Kim Kardashian so much because she almost looked overpowered by Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
In a way of like, you know, even though Kim's built these incredible things, she's now doing SNL, which has some of the most incredible talent in the world. Mm-hmm. If you're talented and funny, like, those people are coming out of SNL. Not saying every single one. I know there's very funny people who may never get that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But you could just tell that she was, like, out of her element.
Yeah.
And you can tell there's many times that you put the Kardashians in that they kind of feel out of their element. And they're more famous, more powerful, richer, have bigger empires than all the people in the fucking room.
Right.
But you can still tell that they're humbled by the fact that, like, maybe I'm not the most talented actress or, you know, they really.
And she says that on the show, I think, right? She's like, I told them I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't act.
It's funny when she says that.
And she's just being real. She's like, I know what I can offer. And it's me, Kim Kardashian.
I loved it. And I used to, like, not mess with the Courtney and Travis thing. I'm like, it's just there. It seems a little, like, too forced. Yeah. Right. But that's just me scrolling on Instagram. By the way, I'm not a troll, though, because I never commented that shit. Oh. I only said it to my friends.
Good for you, Lala. Some other people have to learn those things.
Tell your friends.
Okay, you said it. But wait, has your tune changed?
Yes, I'm like, I want that.
They're cute.
Where's my bald-headed tattooed drummer? Okay?
Do you think they will stay married?
Yes.
I do too. I think it's, I'm like, oh, this is endgame.
I think it's, like, totally effortless and cute and sweet and safe. And to see him with her daughter, like, doing the drums, I was just like, this is the cutest. I can get down with all of this.
Do you think it's too much PDA? Or do you think it's cute? Because it's like, who cares? They're in love. They don't give a shit.
You know what? I have always said PDA is so annoying and gross. But I wish I could find someone that I just wanted to, like, I couldn't keep my hands off of.
Yeah. No, you know? I think it's cute because I don't think they're doing it to put on a show. I think there's a big difference between doing it to put on a show, which I've seen, and doing it to, because you don't care what anyone else thinks, and doing it because it's just in your world in that moment. It's just you and your partner. And, like, sure, I'll grab her ass. I don't care if we're sitting at the family table.
No, it's very sweet. Yeah. You can just tell that they like want to be one. They want to be living inside of each other and not in the sexual way, like the soulmate kind of way.
Yeah. I love it.
So I stan.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Lala. Welcome. Into it. Welcome to the world of Kardashian. We're excited to see where this takes you.
I'm very excited. I have the fourth episode waiting. Once I wrap this podcast up, I will be back doing that. Because after, we talk about this all the time, I had the best time last night. But I feel like my soul leaves my body when I have a lot of interaction with anybody. People I know, family members, when there's a large group of people, I have the most amazing time. But the next day, so I'm feeling that today.
Yeah, you've got to recharge alone.
Yes.
Or with very close, like Gigi.
Recharge, put very little on the books for today because I obviously want to be present and know what's going on.
$0 delivery fees. I bet that made you listen. Yes, I said $0 delivery fees. That's what you get when you Dash Pass by DoorDash. And if you don't know what Dash Pass is, I'm about to change your world. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders, along with members-only deals and discounts. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get food from your favorite restaurants or groceries or whatever else you need delivered right to your front door. Dash Pass basically pays for itself in two orders on average. Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for just $9.99 per month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield Warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
So I asked you guys last week, because you all know I won't bore you again with my male dating whatever. But I asked a question, like, how many of you have met your significant others on a dating app? Like, are you married and thriving with children? Are you still together? Like, who has, is it like a normal thing now?
Yeah.
So you guys responded. By the way, I did listen to Heather McDonald's podcast. She did like this one a while ago, but anytime I drive anywhere, I always put Heather's podcast on. And she had this like billionaire matchmaker on. Which it really didn't have much to do, the podcast, about introducing women to billionaires. She was going through profile, dating profiles. Mm-hmm. And this one girl, I guess, in her profile was talking about like her grandmother and how she loves her so much. And the woman said, she's got to take that out because she's not going to attract any men. Like, they're going to be worried. Like, are we going to have to go visit your grandma all mm-hmm. the time? And for me, I thought the opposite. I'm like, if you, just like in my profile, you need to know up front that I come as a package deal. You know, my mom is heavily involved in my life, my little brother, my husband's, you, Jess. Mm-hmm. And then my baby, obviously, that goes without saying.
Like, yeah.
She's glued at my hip.
Yes.
If you're not down for that, then you need to go away because yeah. I don't want to attract you.
You're not trying to do the... Let's entice them with this one image of myself. And once I get them, I'm going to be like, okay, but this is really how it is. No.
No, because then it goes down. You may, and you can keep something up. Like, for example, I know someone, this woman who is like a friend of a friend, whatever. Her mom is great at getting men. Mm-hmm. Keeping them, it's a different story. I know who the mom really is, and she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But she makes it seem like she's down for sex all the time and she wants to do this, that, and the other. And then, you know, you become comfortable and she falls into who she really is, which is an amazing human being. But she's attracting men that are wanting something that it's like you don't even want those men.
Yes.
Right?
She's attracting men. She's putting out vibes that aren't genuine.
Correct.
And attracting men who are attracted to those vibes and that facade. If she had put out maybe genuine vibes of this is really me, she's going to attract the men or the women who are, oh, this is really her. This is what she likes. She's whatever, not down for sex all the time or whatever.
Right.
Awesome. This is what I like.
And I think there's a way to do it. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, on a first date, I'm not going to just talk about my mom the whole time. Okay. But on a first date, I'm letting you know my mom is my ride or die and she's in my life. So
yeah.
There it is. There's like a way to do it. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
What, oh, yeah. And it's interesting because this is you now. Would this have been or was this your thinking when you were, let's say, 23? Or no? Did you put on?
No. I okay. put on what do I think this person wants?
Yeah. A
when
lot
it should
of people
be,
do that.
What do I want? Because a lot of people that I've dated, I'm like, why am I hanging out with you? I don't even like you
right.
or enjoy you. You know?
Right.
But what is that?
Yeah.
I know when I was younger, there were guys that I was dating and I liked who they were, you know?
Like, what do you mean? Like their personality or you?
No,
mean, like,
their personality was shit. But it was like, oh, he's a football player, yeah. you
yes.
know? People love him. But at this point in time, I don't need... you for anything. Financially, right. I don't need you to put my name out there. Like, I'm solid standing on my own. And it's not like, what can I do for you? What can you do for me? And if that's good, then I can do something for you as well.
Right.
But I'm in a completely different zone. The people that I would attract now are completely different than the people I would attract back then.
Yeah. And that's what you get for just growing up. I mean, some of the people, including myself, I had to attract those people and put on a facade when I was younger to know and learn what I don't vibe with.
And I don't think a lot of younger people are listening. It was funny because last night I asked about the emojis and I was like, see, you guys use emojis. I was told it was only the older generation, but you guys are using them. And the woman in front goes, that's because we're all old. I was like, oh, my God, you're right.
That was so funny. Bravo for whoever said that.
And I remembered, like, you're right. Like, 18 to 24-year-olds are not following me. But if there are any, like, you're in that zone. There's nothing I can tell you to make you switch your way of thinking on how you approach a dude. And that's fine because it's going to be a learning experience for you and you're going to end up with a great guy when you're older.
Yeah. And go through it. And hopefully it's a learning experience, because if you are younger or not younger, but you do that, you put on this facade, be careful, because I've done it before. I remember at like 18 and it sort of changed me as a person, because I met this guy who I wanted and he wanted a certain type of girl that I became. And then a year and a half later, I was like, and we broke up. I'm like, who was that?
Yeah.
Who was I for a year and a half? Like, what? That was not me. And it's just like, it gets a little scary. Like, oh, wow. I don't ever want to do that again.
I love that you said that, because I actually relate to that a lot. So I take back what I said. Don't fucking be that person, no matter how old you are. You know?
Yeah.
Let's teach self-worth at a very young age.
Yeah.
And it also depends on where you come from, because at 24, a lot of my friends were like three babies in and married for 5 years.
Yeah. And there are women or men in their 60s right now who still are putting on the facade. It's all, yeah.
By the way, I have a whole, and this may make some people upset, but there are certain men and women I see in LA where the guy's like old, and I know the drill. These old men who are going for these young girls, it's very disturbing to me.
It's interesting to me because I think a lot of people feel the way you do. Part of my mind feels that way. And then another part, I'm like, okay, scientifically, because I do this a lot, what's happening? Well, biologically, they are attracted because men can impregnate women as they're older. Like, men can do it for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Women, it's younger that we end up not being able to have babies, or it becomes a little more dangerous as I'm talking way, way older. But so then I think, oh, it's biological. The men, you're in your 60s, whatever, and you are biologically attracted to a younger, more fertile. And this might, I just sometimes like to apply science, like tribal or bio, you know.
I'm telling you what. Ocean Kent, she turns 22, 23, and she tells me she's with someone in their mid to late 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
I'm going, what the fuck is wrong with this? Yeah. And you're not dating him. Absolutely not. And I let a lot of shit go, right? Mm-hmm. If Ocean Kent decides that she wants to go and be a stripper one day, mama will support her in anything and everything she does. Again, I will guide her as well as I can, but they come how they are. Their passions are their passions. Where I will draw the line is, what is wrong with this sick fuck that he wants my 23-year-old little girl?
Is there a line drawn, though, for the age? What if he's 40?
Yeah. I'd have to think on that.
Yeah.
I'd have to meet him. I'd have to deep dive. I'd have to stick the PI on him. Got to get in touch with the exes.
The PI is going to be here forever.
You know?
Yeah. But that is interesting. But I was asking you because I'm genuinely curious. I don't know how I'll feel when I have a daughter. I'll probably be like, you're never dating. The end.
Right. Right. I think a 20-year age difference is like, you have no business talking to my daughter.
Yeah.
With a 20-year age gap. My daughter was just born and you were 20. You're a year shy of being able to hit the fucking bottle.
Yeah.
What do you want with my kid?
But then I think when I hear a 45-year-old woman with a 65-year-old man, I'm like, my brain goes, oh, yeah, that's not that bad.
Well, I'm a little scarred.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're talking to someone who was in a situation and is making judgments based off of my own experience.
Yeah.
I could very well get over that. So mm-hmm. if I'm offending anybody, that is not my intention. You're talking to someone who is obviously going to have to like do some work. I'm judging everything off of my own experience. So
yeah.
we went on a rampage. Anyway, people have been talking to me about their men or women that they met on dating apps. So this girl that I met, her name is Lisa Marie, and she said that she's a wedding photographer, and she told me that 8 out of the 10 couples that she photographs have met on dating apps.
No.
Yes. Yes.
As of how long? That's what I would want to know.
She like, seemed young. She was younger. I
so
mean,
within
she
the
could,
last year or two, maybe.
I mean, whatever it is, I'm shocked.
8 out of 10.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that is shocking. Were you shocked?
Yes.
I wonder what the most successful app is.
Especially because I don't know how to send anything but emojis. But once I get these boobies done.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
I'll be posting the cleave. Really, I won't. I'm so scared.
You're so scared?
Yeah.
Really? To get them done or to post
sexy photos? No, to get them done.
Photos?
Just to like deep dive back into my sexuality. Mm. Right now, well, then again, last night I was talking about anal. But I'm like,
safe space.
He wants to touch me? No.
No.
That's so naughty. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
My mom will ask me questions. My mom again. She's my best friend. I fuck with her so hard and she's you so should. Funny. Because she asked me the other night, would you hit that? And I was like, about this guy.
Now, see, that's Lisa.
Would you hit that? I was like, Lisa.
That's why
you've been best we've friends. Been hanging out too much. Starting to talk like me. And I was like, would I hit that? That is so inappropriate.
You said,
no.
You said that?
Yes.
To your mom? That's hilarious.
Hitting that is inappropriate. We can talk about it all day long, but I'm not responsible for my thoughts or what yeah. I say. I'm only responsible for my actions.
Would you hit that? Good for Lisa.
I would, though. If the time came, I'd be like, I would hit that. You anyway. Hit that.
The podcast Instagram page got a lot of DMs from a ton of you about finding partners on a dating app. So we're not going to be able to get to all of them, but I'm just going to go in order. In the case of you wanting to be anonymous, I will just say your first name. So this is a message from Jennifer. Hi, just listened to the episode and met my fiance on Bumble, and we are getting married in September. I was divorced after my ex-husband cheated on me with my work bestie, so I totally get the being grossed out by men. But I met the man of my dreams on a dating app.
Wait,
so what do you think about
really?
That? Yeah. Bumble, which I heard Bumble is the women I think get, like a man can't contact you unless the woman like
so,
sends the first message.
Okay, so her husband cheats on her.
Yes.
She dips out on him.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. I could never get over cheating. There's just no fucking way. Mm-hmm. You're a badass. I support you. And then she joins Bumble mm-hmm. and meets the man of her dreams.
Yeah. And they're married. Man of her dreams. And she put dreams in all caps.
Oh. Yeah.
I know. Another one from Caitlin. Met my now husband on Tinder. I had been single for years and I just moved to Seattle where I didn't know anyone. So I decided to try out Tinder, Bumble, etc. just to meet people. First person I met was my now husband and it was an instant connection. That was 7 years ago. And we are so happy and so in love. Truly my best friend and I always recommend trying it out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait.
Okay, so, I mean, can I tell you, this makes me nervous.
Why?
Because I have never, by the way, I grew up with the girl who started Bumble.
Okay.
Fucking genius. And everyone talks about how that's like their favorite one.
Yeah.
Their favorite dating app.
That's
because
what I heard too.
The female gets to make the first move.
Yeah.
This sounds so horrible.
What?
But it takes me back to a time where, like, I was young, mm-hmm. like young, like a child. And my mom's friends who would be, like, getting divorced and they couldn't find anybody would be like, well, I guess I'll join this to yeah. see if I can find my partner. And it just made me, like, so nervous. I'm like, why do you need to join something to, like.
And it gave you probably negative, like.
Well, it never worked out. Yeah. They were constantly going on these dates and it was never working out.
And it seemed like the last resort almost.
Yes.
Like, I've tried everything. Everyone sucks. I guess I'll get online.
That's how they made it seem.
Yeah. And at the time, maybe that was it because there weren't as many people online.
Right. But now, mm-hmm. I feel like joining a dating app, like, there is no difference between me sliding in a DM and me being on a dating app. Actually, there is a huge difference. People on dating apps actually want something to happen. Yeah. Sliding in the DM is just basically a booty call.
You think?
I mean, not for me. When I'm sliding in the DM, it's like I'm looking for a text.
Yeah. A nice conversation.
I'm trying to get a real buck wild. Like maybe a little FaceTime date.
To me is wild. I have to say, Lala, I wouldn't, like, the fact that you could DM someone and FaceTime them, that's like last resort to me. You're going to see my face.
Yeah, you're going to see my face. And more times than not, I'm not going to have makeup on. So when you see me in person and I'm looking fine, you're going to feel like you're with fucking like Giselle, you know, because you see me without makeup on. You see as bad as it gets right off the jump.
Yeah. That's true.
I always, always, even if pictures are exchanged, always make sure that it is with no makeup on.
Oh.
Yep. The first picture has always got to be me looking like I would if you and I were to go to bed at night.
Maybe you're onto something. Because when I dated people, I would literally, you guys, and this isn't a joke, like, I would bring my makeup bag to sleep over at guys. And these are boyfriends. And then like in the morning, like quickly put on mascara or something. But then when I met Kyle, accidentally, I met him looking no makeup. I had, it was a night class. Greasy hair, giant sweats. See? And met him. And I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to charm him with my personality. And
yes. Because then your most authentic self comes out because you're in your most vulnerable state. Like the only way you could be more vulnerable is naked with your legs spread.
Yeah.
And no makeup on.
No, you're onto something. And then because then the first date he was like, I was wondering why he was so like, wow. He was like, whoa.
See, you were Giselle to him because he had seen you at like, this is as bad as it gets.
Yeah. Give him the worst at first.
That's important. That's why I will post photos on my story of me with Zit Cream on because there could be nights we spend together and I got to cure acne.
Yes.
This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm into.
Hot tips here from Lala.
Am I onto something?
You might be onto something.
By the way, not weird that you would take your makeup bag because my boyfriend, when in college, he was in college, I was not. Mm-hmm. I would take my makeup bag, but also my overnight makeup bag, which was filled with organic makeup. And I would close the door, shower, wash my face, and then I would put on nighttime makeup to go to bed.
Really?
Yes.
See, so then I don't feel too bad.
No, I think that...
I think a lot of people probably do it because that's what I would do. I would shower, close the door, and then like I was like, I don't want it to look like I have makeup on. So I'm going to put a moisturizer and I'll do like mascara and then like maybe a little like glistening stuff on my eyelids just to make me look like makeup free. But I wasn't makeup free.
Yeah. No, I know. You had like the natural look.
Wow.
And then there was a time, same guy, that I did that. And I go into the bathroom and there's a poop in the toilet. And I was like, you motherfucker, I'm in here wearing makeup to go to bed for you. And you leave a shit in the fucking toilet.
You can't even flush your shit.
You can't even flush your shit to keep me attracted to you. And I'm here like making sure that my one pimple is fucking covered up. You ass.
That is the funniest thing ever. Yeah. And so accurate. Not to everyone, but you guys, come on.
Men are disgusting.
Yeah.
And you with your makeup off will always be a billion times more beautiful.
Yeah.
Than a man on his nicest day.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so true. Even if you're married and in love, men are just gross.
Men are gross.
All right. So there's that. Okay.
I think the bottom line is dating apps work.
Yeah, no, I'm gathering. Trust me, that's why I did this. Because when I decide to like put myself out there again, I'm going to know that's a safe place. Like I'm not opposed to it.
There are options. Yeah. Okay.
I will put the PI on anybody I swipe right on.
As you should.
And accepts.
Her PI knows all about you. Don't question it. Okay, last one. This is from Amelia. You asked for dating app stories and mine is positive. I was 26 and hadn't seriously dated anyone in a while. And my roommate made me download Tinder, which I was very against because I wanted my rom-com meet a man in a bookshop moment. But whatever, I at least thought it would be entertaining. I talked to a few people and then matched with a man named Joe, whose opening line was, pasta or tacos? I responded, pasta. I don't eat meat. He asked me out to eat at a great Italian restaurant. I went. Turns out we both went to the same college, so lots to talk about. But he worked as a director on a morning TV show and worked at 4 a.m. Wednesday to Sunday. And that didn't really work with my weekend drunken confidence of drunkenly making out. So we legit old school dated for a month. He picked me up, had a great date, and then he dropped me off. Didn't even kiss. We eventually established we liked each other and are now married and expecting our first child May 18th. Oh, that's coming up. I credit soberly, virginally dating for this. Did I read that right? Soberly, virginally?
Is that... Yeah.
What does that mean? Like virgin?
It probably means that they held off on sex and they didn't get drunk.
Interesting.
Or maybe they didn't drink at all.
Tinder.
Wow.
Getting married.
Okay. Well, first of all, to her, congratulations on your baby coming like very, very soon. Yeah. That is so exciting. Anytime anyone tells me that they're expecting their first baby, I get so excited for them because it is a heavenly experience. The closest you will ever get to heaven is when you meet your child.
No.
For real. I'm not kidding.
That's
how I explain it.
Really beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Jess. I'm serious. It's incredible. These are actually making me really excited to like join a dating app at some point.
Yeah. And I need to tell you this because I just clicked on Amelia's name and I'm creeping her page. This is her bio. Real Housewives of Columbus tagline. I may run away from bugs, but I never run away from confrontation.
Wow. I'm impressed. That's savage. Great.
Sassy. Yeah, so what do you think about dating apps after just a few of many stories and DMs we got?
Okay, so the ones that you read, all positive, love them. Mm-hmm. But the game changer for me was the first one that I told you about that 8 out of 10 of her couples that she photographs are people that met on dating app. I just think it's the new way to do things, right?
Yeah.
And people that are on them, I think it depends on which one. Like, I'd have to research, like, which ones do people find. It sounds like Tinder and Bumble are the most well-known.
Yeah.
Right? I like Bumble because I get to make the first move and kind of call the shots. And that's the Virgo in me. I like to maintain control.
Oh, and you said Tinder and Bumble. My friend Olivia, who I went on the bachelorette party with in Miami, is marrying her fiance Myron, and they met on Match.com, and her mom made her a profile. She set her up, and Olivia was like, absolutely not, and she found the man of her dreams. So Match.com's another one.
Okay. I love all of it.
Yeah.
I fuck with Match.com.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I would have to probably put in my profile is I am not looking to legally wed.
Mm.
I would love to find someone who I'm head over heels. I want my like Kravis moment.
Kravis.
Is that what it's called?
Kravis. Yeah. That's what not skinny but not fat.
Yeah. I want to like just dive in like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't want to be tied to you in a way that I can't get out of.
Right. Right.
Like just a simple like ceremony, committing ourselves in front of God, and then let's like put the rest of it. I'm not trying to do that. That would be my biggest thing.
So not legally married.
I don't want to ever legally get married.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of it then? Because literally,
I think there's a lot of benefits.
Is there? Okay,
but if it doesn't work out, there's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I always said, I mean, Kyle and I, for like, since I met Kyle, I'm like, why do people get married? Like, I get it. That's because I was always like, I get it's tradition. But is it like for finance and tax breaks? Like, why? So that's interesting.
Well, I think for taxes, it helps if you're married.
Yeah.
It obviously, but it complicates things a lot if you are. Mm. I mean, you inherit their debts.
Mm.
If they're involved in lawsuits, you could inherit that burden. And I just don't want to be attached to you like that.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting you say that, because when I met Kyle, I said, we're not getting married until I pay off my student loans. And I just paid them off. I know I already said this, but it's a big deal.
Snaps for Jess.
So no legal marriage for Lala, and she's putting that out there.
Yep. Don't cheat. Be loyal. Be my best friend. I don't want to marry you, though.
Love it. Beautifully said.
And give me beautiful babies.
You already have the most beautiful one. I don't see another. I mean,
when I say beautiful, no matter what your kid looks like, when they come out of you, they're the most perfect thing in the world. If like all you want is to have a healthy baby. And I used to look at people when I'd be like, do you want a boy or a girl? And they're like, I just want it to be healthy. And they were already parents to other children. And I'm like, ugh, what a, like, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, so stupid.
Yeah.
And then at my 20-week appointment, when I was learning that my kid may or may not be okay, I was like, it all makes sense now. Yes, all you want, you don't give a damn. So when I say a beautiful baby, I'm like, I just want healthy little humans running around me. This was such a fun podcast. All right, I love you guys so much. I hope to see you at the Give Them Lala Live brand new tour. Go to givethemlive.com to get your tickets. I cannot wait to see all of you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Give Them Lala, and I will catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.